Sussex County project number 81-04. In this case, the developer is Mr. Robert Harris of Ocean View, Delaware, and the location is the southwest corner of Road 353 and Road 352. This will be part of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving just 49 single-family lots. The sewer connection charges will total $282,632. We do have approval from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting 55 days of construction. A construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $20,820.30, and a proposed construction cost at just $138,802. And if you would like, I have a motion for you.
Okay.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 733-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Tire Farm LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Barrington Park, a.k.a. Coventry at Barrington Park, located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the agreement as read by Mr. Goblin. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goblin. Mr. Hudson?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have one item for you this morning, and it is an agreement with proposed agreement with Davis, Bowen, and Friedel for the design charges for an 85 kW solar energy field at the industrial air park. The funding source for the project, which was secured by Ms. Jennings, is the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant Program, stimulus money, which will fund 100% of the project.
Good job.
The project included in your packets is an outline of the project with actually a what I'll call a conceptual layout on the back page, and it shows the four rows of solar panels. These panels would connect directly into our 911 center, and they should offset our energy usage by about 15%. In the drawing, we've relocated a few things to make these fit. That is just a little bit less than an acre plot, and that actually gives us a little room toward the edge for we could expand it maybe another 15 or 20 kW, you know, sometime in the future. The green line actually represents the sunrise on the first day of summer, and sweeps clockwise to the red line, and that's why we've picked this southern facing area to get the maximum efficiency out of this system. So again, the agreement is with Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, who would be partnering with Carew Associates in the design of the project. Their fees would not exceed $44,484, which is approximately 6.5% of the total project.
I got one just question.
Mr. Cole?
Location of it, it just seems like it's right at the entrance, right, as you come in. Right, it's right up front there.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm, the EOC is kind of on the southern point is
right.
In the back part.
In the air, in the terminal and all that stuff's off to the kind of the right. Right?
Uh-huh.
Right. My only, I mean, it's an awful strategic piece of ground that as we see our area, you know, our industrial park and air park grow, and probably one of the most visible spots. So I mean, probably very, very desirable for something in the future. With this being placed there, we kind of take that nice valuable piece of land and use it for this use, which is fine. But is there was there any other places that we ever looked at out there that would have worked?
We looked.
That weren't not as desirable, because this is this would be very valuable to somebody in the future to.
The problem that we ran into was, one, getting the southern-facing area. The second problem is I have to have as close of a distance or as short of a distance to where we're going to supply the outcoming power.
Because you lose power for the longer the
Absolutely.
Distance? Okay, I got
you. The farther you are away, the more line loss you have.
Gotcha.
So we tried to keep it in proximity to either the EOC. We even looked over on the other side near our water plant, and it just could not make it fit.
Okay, now that was my question. I just didn't know that we looked at this and said, hey, let's put it here, and that was the...
No.
Okay, good. Okay, great. Okay, that answers that question.
And there's no option of putting it on top of buildings?
There are options for tops of buildings, but not our buildings, not what we presently have.
The way we build them, we just can't do it.
Yeah, the EOC, the way it has a stepped roofing system, I looked at that. And then you lose so much due to shading of the next level up that it just becomes inefficient. We even looked at the industrial water plant. At we have a couple flat top tanks, and I just could not make it fit.
So we are going to realize ultimately a savings that I see of $12,000-$13,000.
$13,000 a year, yes, that's the estimate.
Mr. Cole makes an excellent point.
How much money do we spend on electricity if we're going to save $12,000?
We spend...
We're going to save $1,000 a month here, roughly.
Well, there's actually a bonus on top of that.
In an engineering building, so I mean, that's a nice piece of ground.
We spend on an average at the 911 center a year of just a little better than $86,000.
Get a double whammy.
That's gone up just a little bit.
We improve this up.
What we will produce in kilowatt hour savings is the $12,000 per year, but there's also another source of income that I'll let Gina speak of, which are the SREC credits we will get for this system. You're welcome.
Thanks. We get certificates for the solar panels to be sold on the open market. So at this point, it's $300, $200 and some.
$250 to $300 on the market.
Yeah. So that's another $30,000 annually on top of the 12.
Annually?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's $40,000 a year that we're getting.
And Mr. Cole had a good idea, I thought. If in the future someone came along and wanted to put a building there and we required it to have a flat roof, could those panels be relocated on top of the building at that point in time?
Would those be, or would we have to get new ones? We'd have to get new probably brackets.
It's probably possible to relocate them, probably not economically feasible. It would probably be cheaper to purchase new panels and install on the buildings.
What's the life of the panels?
30 plus years for the panels themselves. Now they do.
How long's the grant? How long is this grant available to us? Do you have any idea on that? Is there a time frame? Right?
It's already. This is what we proposed to them, so we can't go back with something else.
Okay, I got you.
Will we get that $30,000 a year in perpetuity?
Mm-hmm.
We do have a June 30 deadline to have the system online and operational.
I got you.
Well, $43,000 is certainly better than $12,900.
$43,000 is what?
Better than $12,900. Mm-hmm. Mr. Baker, Mr. Cole suggested it. I think it's worth considering. Is there any need for the county to have a building in that location that we could then mount these on top of? I mean, could we lease a building tomorrow if we had it out there?
Yes, we could construct a building. We do have a need for a building, a maintenance-type building that would handle our communications department, but we were looking at a different location than this, a little close to this, but a different location than this as a possibility.
So it's actually kind of on the drawing board now?
There is a building that we are considering.
It's been a nice spot for an engineering building.
But
it would have been. I'm saying right there by the airport. They could watch your airplanes come in when they're bored. Look out the windows. Look, there goes another plane, guys. Anyway, I don't know if we have time. We'd have to build a building before June 30th and have these installed for us and then amending this grant would be, you think, is difficult or impossible or?
I don't know if it's impossible, but
I'm sure. Oh, here comes Mike. He perked up. Hang on a minute. Come on down.
Steve, how big is your solar field?
It's less than an acre. It's about 200 by 240, something like that.
So that's a pretty big area. It's unlikely we would build a building that large.
That would be able to handle all those solars.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to build a building. How big was that again? 240 by 240?
240 by nearly 200.
An acre. I mean, most of the, you know, if we were going to build a building, you're probably, you know, 10,000 square feet, something like that.
No, I've always envisioned, instead of us going buying a bunch of land, a standalone building for our engineering department at our industrial park, air park, where we have so many other county operations. In my mind, that's where we should be instead of buying new land. And I just think this would have been a nice piece of property to have a nice building, but we're putting this solar farm in there, and it'll be the end of it, and the availability of it. And do we have anything as nice as this piece of property out there? That's a choice piece.
You may not be able to put these on top of the building, but I would expect, and we could set up the engineering design that way, that you could pick them up and move them. You know, I know Steve's going to, you're going to have some energy loss if you move it further away. Mm-hmm. But if you did construct a building there, I do believe you could have it designed so that these panels could be picked up and then slid further away. You would have some energy loss as a result.
Well, maybe if that's in the design, we could make these fairly portable, you know, down the road if whatever need comes up, as opposed to really fixing them in there.
Right.
I can assure that these have a racking type of mounting system versus a concrete and a pole assembly.
Okay. Okay, well, that's just some thoughts. I don't know. I just, you know, think that, you know, we need to look to the future a little bit.
I must admit, looking at the picture, I thought it was bigger than an acre. $43,000 income a year per acre is not bad. I think Sam's got some land he'd rent at that value. So why don't you read the motion, and we'll see what we get.
Okay. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and the Sussex County Accounting Department that the Sussex County Council authorizes the President to execute an agreement with Davis, Bowen, and Friedel Incorporated of Dover, Delaware to provide design services for the Energy Efficiency Conservation Block Grant Program funded Sussex EOC Airport Solar Energy Installation Project number 10-04 with a cost not to exceed $44,484.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the the energy program grant project. Any further discussion?
By the way, that is bigger than an acre. An acre is 210 by 210, so 240 by 200, whatever, is bigger than an acre.
Those were estimates off the top of my head, Mr. Wilson.
I wouldn't criticize him. We talked about the size of land. This is bigger than acre.
Yep.
Fair enough. No further discussion. We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'll vote yes. It seems that Steve's investigated this properly.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Fitzgerald?